A group of kids, most too young to vote, is hoping to persuade Congress to scrap proposed cuts to Medicaid. One of them is Michael Matuzik from Menominee Falls. He's in Washington, D.C., along with representatives from the National Association of Children's Hospitals. Association spokesman Jackson Bain says the cystic fibrosis that Matuzik has requires frequent, ongoing treatment paid for by Medicaid.
He's been a Children's Hospital of Wisconsin patient since he was 6 weeks old. This is not just a one-time visit to a hospital. This may be continuing and chronic care.
Democratic leaders in Congress are in no hurry to send a budget to the current president. They're likely to hold off in the hope they'll have one of their own in the White House after November. The election may affect Medicaid funding. Bain says health reform could also change the government insurance program for the needy.
We do need Congress to pay attention to this as they ramp up toward a new idea for health care reform. And that's inevitably coming. Polls are all saying that most voters are calling health care reform the number three issue.
The National Association of Children's Hospitals estimates that approximately half of all patient care in children's hospitals is paid for by Medicaid. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.